The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Live your life so your values overwhelm the situation.
If you're going to draft a 19-year-old, deal with it. You deal with it.
More sports. James Brown, licking stick. Mama, come here quick. Bring that licking stick. Is that something you want to ask your mom for? Mommy, can I have the licking stick, please? Okay. Big trade. This is amazing trade. Celtics, Cavs, everybody wins, really. I'm going to be honest with you. This episode of More Sport is brought to you by Jimmy May. JJ, he writes, I went to jmore.com. You completely undersell the amount of content on your podcast. I'm reading the word podcast in my notes. You completely undersell, Jimmy May writes, you completely undersell the amount of content on your website. There's so many videos, there's so much audio. Your poems are really, really good, and I hope to see them in a poetry book. And I'm not the type of guy that I thought I would ever type that, because I would buy that poetry book. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I went to jmore.com, I clicked the Amazon banner, and I got a whole bunch of stuff from my fish tank, which is the tits. It's a saltwater fish tank with saltwater fish. Ryan Reedman, step yo game up. Jimmy May, Buffalo, New York. P.S. I heard that Alex and that Ianalalala fellow emailing you in the last two episodes, and I'm surprised I've not met these guys because considering we all live in Buffalo, we're all miserable. It's going to be cold here in like 4 hours, and we're warriors. So have those cats reach out to me, Jimmy May. I will. Hey, yeah, reach out to Jimmy. May, you guys. Okay, good. Cavaliers get Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder and, you know, some fucking scrub you never heard of. And the Boston Celtics get a guy named Kyrie fucking Irving. That's a Jersey guy. Kyrie, what's up? Woo. Who else? I don't give a shit. I just got Kyrie Irving. So the starting rotation for the Boston, the Celtics won the trade. You got Kyrie Irving. Now look, I'm well aware of the fact that the Cavs have, Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder. You got my sister's ass at the 3, and the 4, and the 5, Tristan Thompson, and this guy, that guy, the other one. I'm going to tell you something. There's very few guys as talented in the NBA as Kyrie Irving. The Celtics won this in a walk. I'm surprised they got this much for him, considering he said he didn't want to be there. But to give up Isaiah Thomas, woof, that hurts. This guy was the backbone, the heartbeat, the spine, the ribs, the guts of the entire Celtics team. Horrible, unspeakable tragedies going on in his life, and he's going out there and just mobbing, steady balling. This guy was Celtics basketball. He's gone. Now, how long before the Boston faithful start saying, we never even liked Isaiah Thomas. He's a bum. We had you know what, JJ? We had Marcus Smart. We had Marcus Smart waiting in the wings. It didn't matter. He's an unrestricted free agent, kiddo. oh, he's going to stick us up for a whole bunch of money. And he should. He makes $6 million a year, and he puts in a lot of buckets. Buku buckets, man. Look at these, like... By the way, Jay Crowder also makes $6 million. I'm still not sure how salary-wise this works out.
At all. At all.
Because Zeke, Isaiah Thomas, $6.2 million. What are his numbers, you know, in his life? Great. Zeke, 11, 14, 20, 16, 15, 19, 22, and 29 points. Jay Crowder makes 6.7. This guy makes $500,000 more than Isaiah Thomas. And his numbers are 5, 4, 8, 4, 10, 14, 14. My hero. So you got two guys. All right, you're coming in at $13 million. How does that equal $18 million that my man is making? Kyrie, 18 points, 22, 21, 22, 14, 25. However, from three-point land, 40%, 39%, 35%, 41%, 32%, 40%. Holy shit. The Celtics are going to be Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward. Oh, my God. This is crazy. Who's the four? I forget, but Al Horford, he's a bum. Up the bench, you got Marcus Smart, you got Rozier, you got Jason Tatum. Celtics win this in a walk. I started thinking to myself, wait a minute. Isaiah Thomas got traded again from the Kings, from the Suns, Toronto for a second. The Kings have traded Isaiah Thomas for a wet bag of shit and a blanket filled with sand crabs. That's actually what they got for him. Isaiah Thomas for a guy named Alex Oriaki, who's never played in the NBA, to the Suns, and a traded player exemption, which the Kings did not use. Bismack Biyombo, which is my favorite Lionel Richie song. Bismack Biyombo rebounding the ball. Hey, Beno Udrich. Beno Udrich and Bismack Biyombo for Jimmer Fredette and John Salmons. They took Jimmer Fredette with the 10th pick in the draft. Klay Thompson on the board. Kawhi Leonard on the board. They traded Boogie Cousins for Buddy Hield and his dentist. Telling you right now, this was a... it's a good trade, though, for the Cavaliers because they got a really big return for a guy that didn't want to be there. He's like, I'm not going to fucking play for you guys. You guys are dicks. He's like, all right. Here's Isaiah Thomas, whose contract expires, so you free up cap room. So if LeBron leaves, you guys are cool. I mean, didn't free up cap space. He's making $6 million. They're not going to max out Isaiah Thomas, I wouldn't think. Somebody will. Whew. Exciting stuff, everybody. So, once again, the inmates running the asylum. Isaiah Thomas doesn't want to be a Cavalier, and the Cavaliers go, okay, we'll put you in the Boston Celtics. The East got hot just now. The East got his knot. How great is going to be when the Celtics play the Cavaliers? Oh, the Boston Garden, all those chouds. Isaiah Thomas, we never even fucking liked you, kiddo. We got Marcus Smart, we got the good looking white guy here, Hayward, with Jaylen Brown and Al Thornton. Goodness. Hey, what about Terry Rozier? Cavaliers got a lot of value for a guy that did not want to be there. And by the way, you just saw the separation between Kyrie Irving and Paul George. There is an ocean between the two of these cats. Paul George didn't want to be a Pacer anymore, and he got traded for like two fucking backups. So it's a quick one. I got to prepare for the big, big, big one coming up on Thursday. And tomorrow I start a Brad Pitt movie. Little quick scene I got, but I'm in a Brad Pitt movie, so I'm going to prepare for that. So I'm going to just leave you with this. Hey, good trade for both teams. That's my on the fence guy. Hey, this team won, that team also won. Good trade for both teams. I'll take your thoughts up the air. I love you guys.
Ow! Mama, come here quick and bring that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Horns, mama, come here quick. and bring me that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. People standing in a trance. Sister out in the backyard doing an outside dance. I'm telling me the other day she didn't want to be a drag. I don't know what she's doing. I think she's got a brand new bag. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring that licking stick. Now look at you, Junior, don't kill me with this lazy stroke.